Non-stop talk radio, streaming 24 hours a day. TalkZone.com. TalkZone.com.
If it happens on the track or off, Steve and Sam know about it. You're listening to the Race Report.
And welcome back to the Race Report. Steve Parker along with Sam Atwell. Thanks for joining us
tonight. I just co-host the show.
Yeah, I know. Tony, what is it that Tony Stewart says he does?
I just drive the cars.
Oh, thanks.
I just co-host the show.
Oh, yes. The always eloquent Tony Stewart.
I just drive the cars.
Thank you very much. You know what? Tony Stewart has another teammate who kind of disappeared last season. Remember him? He drives the FedEx Chevrolet. J.J. did disappear. He went away. But Kyle Busch, of course, will take over the 18 car next year at Joe Gibbs Racing, and we heard a lot about that. But Denny Hamlin, the rookie sensation, of course, of 2006, was doing well, made the chase, won a race or two during the year. But, boy, he just kind of dropped off the face of the earth when they got into the chase and just didn't keep up. And he was talking to the media after the season as well. And listen to him here. It's kind of interesting. He talks about basically kind of changing. He wishes they had kind of changed their approach, and maybe they would in the future, and maybe not race as hard.
Probably let our top 10 points finish go out the window, trying to go for race wins. You know, maybe we are change the way we think after that. That maybe we should just kind of take the conservative approach to get back to the top 10, and because we definitely don't want to stay in 12.
Saying it, what? Not race for wins.
What?
I was kind of puzzled by that as well. Like basically saying changing their approach might be a way to go. Instead of racing so hard for race wins, they would take a conservative approach and just maybe race for top tens. Well, that didn't work for Jeff Gordon.
No. He had 30, Denny. It didn't work out so well for
him.
Yeah,
and so I don't know, but I found that was rather interesting to think of changing your approach to not go for race wins and maybe think consistency. Now, we've always talked about the fact that that's probably going to win you the championship a lot of years. If you do what Jeff Gordon did this year, that's going to win you the championship pretty much any other year that Jimmy Johnson doesn't win four in a row down the stretch
exactly.
of the chase.
The FedEx team had some internal problems this season.
Indeed.
Which I think led to some I don't know, on-track problems. There were points where he would call out his team and just disrespect them. And
I think about
The
race at Darlington in the season. Remember, that was a race that Jeff Gordon won when it was looked like his car was going to blow up for the last 100 laps. But that was a race that Denny Hamlin looked to have the best car, actually. But they had some problems on pit road, and you're right. Denny Hamlin was very vocal about the fact that he felt his pit crew cost him that race, and they probably did. But you don't want to throw your teammates under the bus.
You don't do that.
You don't do that. And it wasn't too long. In fact, it might have been the very next week changes were made on that pit crew. Guys, you know, jobs were switched around, and maybe some guys lost their jobs because of that. And that doesn't breed a lot of harmony with the team.
No.
You know, Kurt Busch, I think, has gotten himself backed into a corner a few times doing that as well. Kurt Busch gets very vocal and gets on his pit crew if they make mistakes. And it's like, you know what? Those guys are out there, they're not trying to screw up. They're trying to, you know, change those tires and jack that car up and fuel it as fast as they possibly can. But every once in a while, you're going to drop a lug nut. You know, they're going to have a problem. This car's going to fall off the jack and things like that. And I don't think drivers need to be yelling at them. And Denny Hamlin not only, you know, probably yelled on the radio, but definitely called them out publicly, and changes were made. And I think you're right. That's not so much for the doesn't do so much for the team harmony. And
well, what would it do if a pit crew member that goes over the wall called out a driver?
Well, that's not going to happen. Yeah, you know. Well, what are you doing?
I mean, think of some of the drivers who've made some boneheaded decisions on the track that have cost their team a win.
I'm sure Denny Hamlin's done it in just his brief 2-year career. I can't think of an instance off the top of my head, but well, you know, in fact, I know I can't pinpoint the races, but I know Denny Hamlin's done some stupid stuff, getting into guys when he I can't remember the race specifically, but I can think of more than one occasion that he's had a fast car and he's run into a slower car trying to pass it or something like that, and gotten into somebody. Had the incident with Tony Stewart at the Pepsi 400.
Or he just stopped in front of Tony Stewart.
I still don't think that was necessarily Hamlin's fault, but still had a very fast race car, maybe capable of winning the race, and got himself in trouble there. So Denny Hamlin has made his share of on-track mistakes, and you're right. The other side of that wouldn't happen with a pit
tire changer didn't come out and say, what an idiot he was today.
Yeah, because you know what would happen if he did? The tire changer would be looking for a new job.
Yeah.
And so that kind of thing doesn't happen. But anyway, Hamlin, you know, it was kind of interesting. He ended up finishing 12th this season as he struggled through the chase, but he was somebody that just kind of... just kind of vanished. He just wasn't nearly the factor that he was the year before. He did make the chase, and certainly that's good, but you know, they had their share of problems on that 11 team, and I think a lot of that could have been maybe a little personality conflict with the driver and the race team. Hamlin also asked about a couple of other things, such as you know, as they were in New York for the awards ceremony a few weeks ago, when he talked to the media, folks asked him what he thought about maybe NASCAR racing in that area and other parts of the country where they aren't currently.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it's starting to be embraced by a lot more different people than what it used to. It's a lot of the white collar people are now interested in racing. It's become so much business related. So, you know, really, you know, it's hard to kind of picture a track up here. But yeah, I think it'd be a great market. You know, you know, it seems like every time we move out west, you know, it just continues to grow and grow. So I definitely think, you know, somewhere like here in Seattle, those are places that are going to be the next step for NASCAR to go.
And it would make sense that those are two huge areas, regions of the country, where they don't really have Nextel Cup racing right now. And again, I'm not saying Sprint Cup until after January 1st. So there's been a lot of talk about the Pacific Northwest, Washington area, that type of thing. And, of course, NASCAR purchased a big chunk of land up in the New York area, but that kind of went away. Big plans about putting a track up there.
I think they've sold that land.
I'm pretty sure they have as well. But there was all that talk about having a track with, you know, the New York skyline in the background. And
they can only add tracks if they take a race away from Pocono.
How about they just take a race away from Pocono and then just, that's good. That'll call that good. Well, a lot of the drivers have been very outspoken on don't add another race unless you take one. So, you know, we'll have to see how that happens. Last time they added races, 2001.
Take a Phoenix race.
Kansas and Chicago got their races. So, all right, stick around. Coming back with more.
Take a California race.
Okay. All right. Coming back with more on the race report.